Do you remember the year Nelson Mandela died?
It was definitely 1980.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Why?
Because it was actually 2013.
See, this is where the term Mandela effect comes from, and today we're going to talk about it.
Hi, my name is Capri.
And my name's Casey.
And welcome to our podcast.
Each episode, we will discuss one phenomenon or conspiracy theory.
Our goal for this podcast is to teach our guests and listeners more about these concepts.
Let's get into this week's episode.
Today's topic is
Mandela Effect.
Nicole McDermott, a journalist for Forbes magazine, writes, "The Mandela Effect is a fascinating phenomenon in which people share a collective memory that never happened, which has sparked discussions about the nature of memories, reality, and even the possibility of parallel universes. Today, we will be talking about the history of the effect, and we will go more into depth about some of these false memories people have that are considered Mandela effects." Wait, do you remember what happened the other day?
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started.
It was not even that bad.
Capri, we debated about it for over an hour. Don't even say it wasn't that bad.
Well, anyways, I'm sure that I'm not the only one who thought the peanut butter brand was Jiffy.
Okay, fine. Let's just see what some students in our school had to say.
It's Jif. Oh, sorry. Give me 1 second to think. Jiffy.
Jif. When interviewing these people, the looks on their faces were priceless. Their jaws were dropped to the ground, and questioning everything that they thought was true wasn't. People began questioning and didn't even know what to think anymore.
Do you remember how Sydney reacted?
Oh, she called us liars.
A weird thing about these false memories, according to Today News, is that some seem subtle. Logos had taken different shapes and childhood characters had lost defining features. Others were not so subtle. Turns out, brand names and movie lines that rolled off the tongue actually never existed. A common reaction to finding out your memories are false is being utterly shocked. We have even been victims of this. False memories aren't rare and everyone has them. Why don't you talk about what happens in class, though? Other day.
I'm glad you asked. So in podcasting class, I was sitting at the table debating ideas for what we'll be talking about in this episode. And when I mentioned talking about Luke, I am your father, a diehard Star Wars fan in the class started screaming at me. She called me a liar, thought that I haven't watched the movies, that I didn't know what the line was, but it turns out she was wrong.
I thought the famous phrase was Luke, I am your father too, and so did a lot of other people. Here are some of the responses we received when we asked several students from Roslyn High School what they thought the phrase was.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay, and that's what you've heard the line is? Like, that's the line?
Yes.
Okay. What if I were to tell you that the actual line is, no, I am your father?
Then you're lying.
No.
A long time ago, I watched it.
Do you know the famous line that includes the word father?
Luke, I am your father, yes.
As you can hear from the feedback we received from these participants, most of them were shocked when they heard that the real phrase wasn't what they thought it was.
This is a prime example of a false memory people have, and one very popular Mandela effect. So, you may be wondering, what is the more technical or scientific cause of false memories? Nicole McDermott, a contributor to Forbes magazine, writes, "One cause of the Mandela effect is the idea of false memories or distorted recollections of an event, according to Dr. Schiff. From a neuroscience perspective, when you recall memories versus remembering them perfectly, they become influenced to the extent that they can eventually become incorrect," she says. "Memory is not infallible and can be unreliable at times." This relates back to what you said before. Everyone has false memories.
Capri, what'd you think about these responses?
Well, after doing all of our research and looking at different sources about the Mandela effect, I thought the responses that we received were very on brand for what the Mandela effect was really all about. It showed how people had false memories and their shocking responses to finding out that their memories were incorrect really just supported the whole idea of Mandela effect. What did you think about them?
I mean, I've seen Mandela effect definitely all over TikTok, and before that, I had no clue what it was. I would see little things here and there, like maybe about the Berenstain Bears and like the spelling of it, but like honestly, like I had no clue really what it was until I saw people like going up on the street with like mini mics and asking, oh, do you know what this was or that was? So I think that really sparked an interest in it. So when it came to these responses, it was very similar to the research most people have been doing about it. So I honestly honestly, like, figured that this is what most people would be saying. Wasn't really expecting to be called a liar, though.
Well, we're sure a bunch of you listening to this podcast thought the same things these people did, as well as Casey did, about some of these Mandela effects.
It isn't rare, and it's more common than you think.
Many of you at home probably have false memories that you don't even know are false memories.
So next time you find yourself recognizing a false memory you have, think back to this amazing podcast episode.
We really hope you all found this interesting, and we would love for you to come back to our channel to see what great things we have coming for the future.
Bye!